In this bulletin, a vigil held for domestic violence victims at Parliament House. The government says it's prepared for a coronavirus outbreak in Australia. And Manchester City files an appeal against a two-year ban from European competitions. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A vigil has been held at Parliament House in Canberra for Hannah Clark and her three children who were killed in an act of domestic violence last week. Politicians sang Amazing Grace as they lit candles for Miss Clark and her three children, who were murdered by her estranged husband, Rowan Baxter. Among those to attend the bipartisan event were Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Labor leader Anthony Albanese, and Greens co-deputy leader Larissa Waters. Mr. Morrison says the victims should never be forgotten.
We must remember their names. We must remember them, their souls, their lives, their hopes, their dreams, their strength, their courage, because all of that was taken from them in a murderous act of violence which none of us here can comprehend.
Mr. Albanese says he hopes the tragedy marks a turning point for the country.
We need to honour their memory by committing ourselves, not as a parliament, but as a people, as a nation, in whatever positions we hold, to honour them by tackling the scourge of domestic violence that's such a scar on the soul of this nation.
The World Health Organization says while the sudden rise in coronavirus cases in Italy, Iran and South Korea is deeply concerning, the outbreak can still be contained. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says infections linked to Iran have been confirmed in Bahrain, Iraq, Kuwait, Oman, while cases tied to Italy have been found in Algeria, Austria, Croatia, Germany, Spain and Switzerland. But he says there needs to be careful and clear-minded analysis of the facts before dealing with the outbreak in a pandemic. Meanwhile, the federal government says it has a plan in place should a major coronavirus outbreak occur in Australia. It comes as the number of cases of COVID-19 in Australia reaches 23. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says dedicated isolation clinics have already been set up in every state and territory, with protecting the elderly their highest priority. But despite the likelihood of further cases being confirmed in the coming months, he's urging Australians not to panic.
There is no reason to change anything you do, wear masks or behave in a way that is different from normal. But we are preparing. We are preparing because of the developing international scenario, and we're working very closely with the states and territories who run the public hospitals, with primary care, the general practices. Aged care is a big part of our plan.
Australian politicians have been assured Israeli President Reuven Rivlin will personally work to speed up the extradition of an alleged paedophile to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has put the case directly to Mr. Rivlin in a meeting in Canberra, which is described as a very warm encounter. The pair discussed Australia's strong commitment to seeking justice in the case of Malka Laifa, a former Melbourne school principal who is facing 74 charges of rape and child sex abuse. Darcy Ehrlich is one of Laifa's alleged victims and says the extradition process seems to be never-ending.
It's dragged on so long already. Why wait any longer? If the proceedings drag on, have they not dragged on long enough? We hope that the president will actually stay true to his word and bring it up with the Chief of Justice, but why wait?
In football, Manchester United has filed an appeal at the Court of Arbitration for Sport against a two-year ban from European competitions. Union of European Football Associations found guilty earlier this month of serious breaches of financial monitoring rules and failing to cooperate with an investigation opened almost a year ago. It was excluded from playing in the Champions League, Europa League or Super Cup in the next two seasons and fined $49 million. It's unclear whether the city will seek UEFA's consent for a public hearing or the dispute will be resolved out of court. Let's see what the weather's like for today. A possible shower or storm, 33 in Perth. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 22. Cloudy afternoon for Melbourne, 21 degrees. A shower or two in Hobart, becoming windy later in the day, 19. Cloud clearing in the capital, 27 degrees in Canberra. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 25 degrees. Cloudy as well for Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, showers with a possible storm for you. Much the same for Cairns, 33. And 31 in Darwin, with rain likely and a storm there. This is SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. We'll be right back.